位弟兄姊妹平安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
我们夫妇很感谢主给我们这个机会来到你们的教会当中。
We both very honored to have the opportunity to come and to your church.
因为你们为我们祷告过去很多年，也因为你们也是一个差遣，也是一个爱神的教会，让我们这一次有机会跟你们一同来服侍，也一同来分享我们的人生。
Because over the past many years, we have the opportunity to serve with you together, and you have prayed for us and supported our ministry.
求主大大的祝福你们。
May God bless you all.
一个教会必须有两方面。
A church must have two particular areas.
英语我们说 ，a church has to be local and global.我们一个教会需要在本地传福音，也是远方传福音。
A church needs to spread the gospel both locally and also in the faraway land.
所以我们看到耶稣给我们一个大使命。
We can see that Jesus has given us a great commission.
今天我们就讲到从神与我们同在的人生。
So today we talking about from the beginning when we talk about a life with God's presence with us.
今天我们上到最重要的一点，一个荣耀的人生。
So we come to a very important point today, which is a shining life.
格培里牧师写个一篇文章叫 "Finished Well"， 我们要到我们的人生尽头，我们要做得最好。
Reverend Billy Graham has written an article that says "finished well." That means we will finish all the way till the end of our life.
那我有一个习惯，不祷告不讲道。
I have a habit that I would not preach unless we pray.
让我们站起来，我们一同做一个祷告。
Shall we all rise and we will pray together?
亲爱的天父，既然你将你的仆人侍女带到我们 Pittsburgh 教会。
Dear Heavenly Father, since you've brought your servant to come to this Pittsburgh church,
让我们讲到人生的问题
so that we can talk about the message of life.
那今天我们继续讲一个荣耀的人生
Today we are going to continue to talk about a shining life.
让我们有主你的话语
Lord, give us your word.
你做我们的讲员
Be our speaker.
圣灵做我们的翻译
May the Holy Spirit be our interpreter.
让我们讲的听的通感一灵
So that those who hear and those who speak can be touched by the Holy Spirit.
求你祝福我们从老到少，我们都蒙神的恩典。
May you bless each one of us, whether we are young or old, we will be blessed by you.
也祝福我们这里的教会。
And bless our church.
不但提供他们充足的经费，能够将这个堂完全的买下来。
Not only to bless them with enough financial means to purchase the whole church,
也让他们有蛮有爱心的去帮助整个世界的福音。
And also give them the love to help the gospel outreach.
奉我恩主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' victorious name, we pray.
Amen. 各位请坐。
Please be seated.
在我的人生当中，我有一个圣经对我来讲是鼓励我传福音的。
In my life, there is a verse that really helped me in my spreading the gospel.
在诗篇第八篇三到第五节跟第九节。
And it is in Psalm chapter 8, verse 3 to 5.
那我们一同来看着这个荧幕，我们一同来念。
Let us read it from what is on the projector.
一二三，便说人算什么？你竟顾念他。世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！英语咯，我们回到英语那一篇。好，英语那一篇，可以吗？好，一二三。When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established.What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower from God, and have crowned him with glory and honor. O Jehovah, our Lord, how excellent is your name on all the earth. 人算什么? What is man?
What is man?
我们在整个世界当中算的什么?
Among the whole world, what is man?
我们在 Pittsburgh 当中我们一个人算的什么?
Within Pittsburgh, what are we?As one person.
天文学家说我们这个地球在整个宇宙当中只是好像千万海滩当中的一粒沙。
The astronomer tells us that the earth is like one grain of sand on the whole seashore.
我不算什么。
I am nothing.
我只是一个瓦器。
I am just an earthen vessel.
但是当我承载了宝贵的东西
But when I'm holding or containing something that is precious,
那连我这个瓦器也变成了宝贵的东西
then even this earthen vessel of like me is going to be precious.
圣经这样说
The Bible tells us,
他说人算什么
It says, what is man?
哇、wow, 有一句他说世人算什么
And then he said,What is the man in the world?
但是神顾念我们，眷顾我们。
But God cares about us.
我们比天使，哇，天使已经很厉害了，比天使微小一点。
We are lower than the angel.
但是神赐我们，没有赐天使荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
But then God granted us instead of the angel glory.As our crown.
那什么叫荣耀?
So what is glory?
什么叫尊贵?
What is honor?
我刚才一直问我什么叫荣耀尊贵?
My son asked me, what is glory and honor?
我都告诉他,你看看你的镜子,你像我。
And so I said to him, look into the mirror, you look like me.
你就带着我的样式。
Then you carry my image.
但是要是你做一个坏人
If you are bad,
那我就没有眼光了
Then I have shame.
要是你做一个好人
But if you are a good man,
我心里面就高兴了
Then I would be very happy.
当人说这个是谢伟光的儿子
And people would say, this is John C's son.
就变成了我的荣耀
That would be my glory.
什么是荣耀跟尊贵呢？
What is glory and honor?
那允许我想，不能够荣耀的荣耀是什么的荣耀呢？
So let me put it this way. What is glory if you cannot be glorified?
什么是尊贵不能够尊贵呢？
What is honor if you cannot be honored?
是荣耀，但是你不能够荣耀，是什么的荣耀？
So if it is glory, but you cannot have glory, then what is it?
什么是尊贵？没有人尊贵你。
If it is honor and yet nobody honor you, then what is it?
所以你说谢牧师啊，太过结学了。
So you may say, Pastor John, that is really philosophical.
我不明白。
I don't understand.
那我很清楚的解一解释给你听。
So let me clearly explain it.
我做牧师。
And I am a pastor.
不做牧师的牧师是什么的牧师？
If I am a pastor and yet I do not pastor, then what kind of a pastor am I?
不做丈夫的丈夫是什么的丈夫?
If I am a husband and do not play the role of a husband, then what kind of a husband am I?
不做母亲的母亲是什么的母亲?
If I am a mother and yet I do not play the role of a mother, then what kind of a mother am I?
你就马上知道。
Then you would right away understand.
不做医生的医生是什么的医生?
If there is a physician that do not play the role of a doctor, then what kind of a doctor is he?
不做老师的老师是什么的老师?
If a teacher that does not teach, what kind of a teacher?
有一次我到我的房间,
one time I went back into my room,
一开, boom, 那个灯就关了。
I turn on the, I flip the switch and the light does not turn on.
然后我才发现电源有。
And then I realized that the electricity is there.
这个灯泡坏了。
But the light bulb burned out.
那我怎么办呢?
Then what do I do?
它本来灯泡是要发光的。
The light bulb is supposed to give out light.
现今它不能够发光。
Now it won't give out light.
我只能够将它拿下来。
I can only take it down.
那我也没有用。
I can't use it for anything.
那我就掉在这个垃圾桶当中。
So I threw it into the trash can.
当一个不做父亲的父亲。
So if a father does not play the role of a father,
他的孩子不会尊敬他。
Then the children will not respect.
不做牧师的传道人。
If there is a pastor who a preacher who does not play the role of a pastor,
没有一个会友会尊敬他。
Then the congregation will not respect.
不做神的儿子的儿子。
The child that would not play the role of God's son,
我们不能够荣耀神。
Then we will not be able to glorify God.
神虽然看不见。
God, you may not see him.
但是透过我们的生活，人家可以看得见。
But then through our life, people can see it.
不怪今天很多人说我不要到教会去。
No wonder there are so many people nowadays that say,
因为你看看这个教会信耶稣的那位弟兄、那位姊妹，他们的生活比不信的人更差。
Because if you look at that guy who's in the church, his life is worse than those who are not in the church.
所以格培里牧师讲得很对。
So Reverend Billy Graham said it very rightly.
我们一生要走到晚，走到最后，我们都要荣耀神 ，finish well.
We have to live our life to the very end, and we have to finish.
我们不要摆占地图，做一个灯泡，但是不发光。
We cannot just purely occupy our position, and yet if we are light bulb, we do not give our light.
今年我们两个都是67岁了。
We are both 67.
我常常问我们自己，还有多少年能够传福音
？I often ask myself, how much time do I have to spread the gospel?
所以，要是我们不传福音
，If we do not spread the gospel,
那我只是一个退休的人士。
Then I'm just a retired person.
有一天老了
，One day I will be old.
那我们就住在那个老人院当中。
Then I will stay in the nursing home.
那我们就死在那个老人院当中。
Then we will die there.
那我们在人生当中做什么呢
？Then what is our life going to be?
We want to finish well. 我们一定要做最好的。
We want to finish well.
要我们在一生当中
，Let us in our life.
能够荣耀神的名
，to live to glorify God.
不论是我们在老人院也好，在这个厨房也好，在一个医院当中打扫也好
，Whether we are in the nursing home, we in the kitchen, or we are just cleaning the house.
我今天侍奉的教会，小的教会，义务在当中侍奉，没有拿员工。
The church that I volunteer in today,
他们很穷。
They are very poor.
有一个弟兄问我说：“牧师，我怎么能够荣耀神呢？因为我只是在医院当中打扫清洁的，倒垃圾的。”
And he said, Pastor, how can I glorify God? Because I am just a janitor within a hospital.
我就告诉他，你既然做一个打扫的人，你就做最好打扫的人。
So I said to him, if you are a janitor in the hospital, then be the best janitor.
对每一个人都微笑，微笑。
Give everyone a smile.
做工作100%，110%，你做的最好。
And do your work 110% better than.
因为你在荣耀神。
Because you are glorifying God.
他听我的讲。
He listened to me.
三年当中。
In 3 years.
做的最好的。
He did his best.
医院当中要选举，每年选举一个人，说是最好的同工。
At the hospital, every year pick one of their coworkers to be the best coworker.
今年他成为医院当中选举最好的一个人。
And so he was voted as the best worker.
照片登在那个杂志上面。
And his picture was posted on the magazine.
人家都问为什么一个打扫清洁的人能够成为最好的同工呢？
So people would ask, why is that one of the janitor will become one of the best worker?
每个人问他都说，因为我是一个基督徒。
And everybody who asked him, he said, because I'm a Christian.
有一个教会。
There is a church.
啊，他们吵架得很厉害。
They have a lot of fight among them.
吵架到一个地步，那个牧师没有办法。
And so the fight was so intense, the pastor couldn't do anything.
那有一个弟兄。
And so there was a brother.
有一天走来问这个牧师。
He came and asked the pastor one day.
我们这个教会吵架这样厉害。
Our church has so much fighting in fighting.
那我们教会哪一个时候会死去呢？
When would our church die?
这个牧师怎么样回答呢？
How did the pastor reply?
这个牧师说，教会是永远不能够死去的。
He said, the church will never die.
因为教会这个希腊文叫 ecclesia.
Because the church in the Greek word is ecclesia.
Ec 就是 out of, 离就是出来。
And ec is out of.
Ecclesia 就是从一个希腊文 Kaleo 出来，就是神召、神呼召。
Kaleo is from the a Greek word Kaleo, and it is called by God.
所以教会原文的意思就很简单，神呼召出来的一群人。
So church in the original text means the group of people that is called by God.
但是牧师这样说。
But then the pastor said,
你要知道教会哪一个时候死去吗？
Do you know what? No.
下个星期你来你就看到了。
Next week come, you will know.
所以他们下一个星期来了。
So the next week they came.
当他们来到这个教会的时候，
When they came to the church,
哦，这个教会好像一个丧礼的一样。
The church was decorated like a funeral service.
当中有一个棺木。
There was a coffin.Sitting there.
那所有的人走进来都是坐下来，到底是怎么样主义崇拜？有一个这样的棺木在当中。
So everybody who came in kind of sat down and wondering why is that there is a coffin sitting in the back.
没有人敢出声。
Nobody want to ask.
所以牧师很用心用力的讲完一堂道。
The pastor spoke the sermon.
他的题目是哪一个时候教会会死？
So his topic was When is a church going to die?
讲完以后，
After he spoke,
就叫每一个弟兄姊妹 pay the last respect, 走前来、对这个死亡的人这个尊敬。
So he asked everybody to come out and gave the last respect.
因为棺木是盖着，他们不知道哪一位离开了。
Because the coffin was closed, nobody knew who actually was there.
圣经打开了。
So now they opened up the.
每一个会员走到前面来。
Everyone in the congregation came to the front.
都往里面看一看。
And they peeked into the coffin.
每一个人看完要吓了一跳。
And everyone who looked into it just jumped back.
然后他们就知明白这个意思了。
And then they realized what it is.
那原来这个棺木里面。
What they find out is that in the cover,
没什么都没有。
There is nothing.
但是有一个大的镜子。
But there is a big mirror.
每一个人探头去的时候，都看到自己的样子。
Everyone who looked into the coffin saw themselves.
马上明白。
And they all understood.
教会永远不会死。
The church will never die.
但是当你跟我死了，我们的心死了，教会就死了。
But if you and I died and our heart is dead, then the church is dead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫荣耀的人生？
What is a shining light?
我们就像这个灯泡，永远不死。
We would be like this light bulb. We would never die.
尽我们最后的一口气，我们荣耀神的名。
With our last breath, we still glorify God.
教会就是我跟你。
The church is you and I.
也不是牧师的。
It is not just the pastors.
也不是执事的。
It is not the deacons.
我们的家庭也不是爸爸的，也不是妈妈的，也不是儿女的。
The family does not just belong to the father or to the mother or to the children.
我们的婚姻也不是只是太太，也是包括丈夫。
A marriage is not just the wife's or the husband's.
但是当某一个人死了。
But when one dies.
心死了。
Or his heart is dead.
婚姻就破裂了。
Then the marriage is broken.
家庭就不完全了。
And the family will no longer be whole.
教会就有一个破口了。
And the church would have broken.
所以当我们说一个荣耀的人生。
So when we talk about a shining light.
是很难做的。
It is very difficult.
因为从我们一生从头到尾我们都要荣耀神。
Because in our whole life, from the beginning to the end, we have to glorify God.
跟我用中文说好不好？
Let's say it in Chinese.
我们一生要荣耀神，一二三。我们一生要荣耀神。We have to glorify God all our life. 一二三啊 ，Chinese English. One, two, three. We have to glorify God.
All our life.
all our life. 所以年轻的啊，小朋友，青年，你们 you have a great life.
So the young people, you have a great life ahead of you.
But you need to glorify God. 你们要荣耀神，对吧？
But you have to glorify God.
啊，当我做学生的时候
，When I was a student,
我问一个宣教士
，I asked a missionary.
我是一个学生，我怎么能够 glorify God？ 我怎么能够荣耀神
？If I am just a student, how can I glorify God？
他的回答很简单
，And his answer was very straightforward.
你念好你的书
，Study well.
做一个好的学生
，Be a good student.
那我听了，我才明白。
After I hear his answer, I understand.
我就努力念书。
And I work very hard to study very hard.
当我拿到奖学金的时候。
When I get my scholarship.
啊，拿到我们省最高的奖学金的时候。
And I got the highest scholarship in our province.
人家就问我了。
And people would ask.
为什么你能够拿到最高的奖学金
？How come you can get this good scholarship？
我就告诉他一个很简单的。
And I told him very simple.
因为我是一个基督徒。
Because I am a Christian.
我要荣耀神。
And I have to glorify God.
当我念我的博士学位以后。
When I finished, when I was studying my PhD.
他们说为什么你做得这样好？
They said, "How come you can do so well?"
我在我的论文上面写了，因为我是一个基督徒，我要荣耀神。
And on my thesis, I said, "It is because I am a Christian, I have to glorify."
什么是一个灯塔
？What is a lighthouse?
这个灯塔有一个责任，就是站在那边发光。
The lighthouse has a responsibility: stand there and give out light.
要是一个灯塔不发光。
If a lighthouse does not give out light,
它就不是一个灯塔。
Then it would not be a lighthouse.
就是只是一个建筑物。
It's just a building.
不过发光不容易啊。
But to give light is not that easy.
因为发光的缘故，你要在黑夜当中没有人看你的时候，你要发光。
Because if you have to give out light, you have to do that even in the dark night.
大风浪来的时候，人家都跑了。
In the storm.Everybody ran away.
那灯塔还要站在里面。
But the lighthouse still have to stand there.
仍然发光。
And it has to still give out light.
在暴风雨当中的船能够看到，知道怎么样避开那个潮湿。
So the ship that are in the midst of the storm, they would know how to avoid.Those rugged rocks.
能够安全进这个港口。
And they could safely sail into the harbor.
所以一个灯塔做这个灯塔好像很容易，但是却是最难。
To be the lighthouse seems like a simple task, but it is actually the most difficult.
但是他不用广播器，我是灯塔，我是灯塔，他不用的。
But it is not going to use a loudspeaker to announce that it is a lighthouse.
因为每一个人看到它在发光，就知道它是灯塔。
Because everyone who saw the light would know that it is a lighthouse.
那故此，每一个教会也是如此。
And every church is like that too.
在最风雨当中最困难的时候
，amidst the fiercest storm，
我们要发光。
We have to give out the light.
中国政府今年给我们很大的难处。
The Chinese government this year gave us some a lot of difficulties.
因为他不再欢迎外来的传道人进到中国去做布道的工作。
Because it no longer welcomed the foreign speakers to come and preach within China.
那我们的想法是，可能我们要考虑退休了，不做了。
So we were thinking that maybe we have to think about retiring and no longer going.
所以我们在神面前祷告了。
So we prayed before God.
神啊，67岁了。
Lord, I am 67.
十年牧会，30年宣教。
10 years of ministry in the church and 30 years of missionary work.
也差不多了。
It's about time.
但是神没有要我们停。
But God did not tell us.
继续要我们做。
And he wants us to carry on.
那今年我们到中国的也排满了。
So this year our schedule for China is also filled up.
在菲律宾也排满了。
And in Philippines it is also filled up.
我们一步一步的跟着走。
And we follow step by step.
那这里还有一个真理在当中。
And there is also a truth in.
很多人以为为主发光是要做伟大的事。
people think that if you want to glorify God, shine for God, you have to do something great.
那每一个人都知道这个是格培里牧师。
Everyone know that this is Reverend Billy Graham.
那今年他离开世界了。
This year he passed away.
99岁。
He's 99.
我在格培里布道团的那个培训学校当中，曾经做过他们的讲师。
I was once a teacher, a instructor within the Billy Graham
School. 所以我们都知道格培里牧师做了很大的事。
We all know that Reverend Billy Graham did a lot of great work.
去过160个国家地区传福音。
He went to over 160 countries and districts to spread the gospel.
有人计算过，他向328 million people 这个32,800万人来传福音。
And people have already estimated that he spoke to 325 million people.
我们觉得很伟大。
We think of it as very great.
也是真的伟大。
And it is, of course, very great.
每个人都尊敬他。
Everyone respects him.
无论你是哪一个政党这个政党的人都尊敬他。
No matter what political party you are in, you respect him.
但是我们看到的是伟大的他。
But what we can see is a great man like him.
但是你知道有一个人，格培里牧师本来不是相信耶稣的。
But do you realize that Reverend Billy Graham was once not a believer?
因为他的爸爸妈妈在农村当中是基督徒。
His parents were grew up in a farm and they were Christian.
他们将这个宗教这个神教导他。
They taught him about God.
但是他还没有完全的顺服。
But he did not submit himself.
直到他十多岁的时候，年轻人的时候。
And then when he was in his late teens.
他在人生当中挣扎的时候。
When he was struggling in life.
问到很多关于人生问题的时候。
And he was asking about a lot of questions.
有一天来到这个布道会当中。
And one day he came to an evangelistic.
也不是一个大的布道会。
It wasn't even a big evangelistic.
但是中间有一个忠心的仆人在讲道。
But there was a very faithful servant who was preaching.
他的名字叫摩迪盖。
And his name is Mordecai.
所以他就讲这一堂道。
And he spoke in that.
他说没有神，没有丰盛的人生。
If you have no, if you do not have God, you do not have an.
你要走到神面前接受神。
You have to come before God and accept.
你就有丰盛的人生。
Then you have an abundant life.
那天他相信耶稣。
And that day, he came to accept.
走前来奉献自己。
And he came before God and he gave himself.
念神学。
He went into Bible seminary.
做摩迪盖牧师所做的一切。
And then he did what. Reverend Mordecai did.
告诉所有的人。
He told everyone.
简单的信息。
A very simple message.
丰盛的人生从我们要到耶稣当中开始。
An abundant life start with coming before God.
所以我们看到伟大的格培里牧师。
So we can see the great Reverend Billy Graham.
但是我们也要谢谢那个摩迪盖牧师，他就忠心的带这个人相信耶稣。
We also have to thank the Pastor Mordecai who faithfully brought Reverend Billy Graham to Christ.
圣经有一句话讲到一个人。
The Bible told us about a person.
我们一同来念念这一段的经文。
Let us all read this particular passage.
1-2-3，约翰一见神迹没有行，但约翰指着这人所说的一切话都是真的。They said, though John never performed a sign, all that John said about this man was true, and in that place many believed in Jesus. 那这个 John 是谁呢？
Who is this John?
这个 John 就是 Baptist。John the Baptist.
This John is John the Baptist.
自己约翰没有做过一个神迹。
John the Baptist has never performed a miracle.
他不像摩西。
He is not like Moses.
不像以利亚。
He is not like Elijah.
他没有做过伟大的神迹。
He had not performed any great.
但是他做了一件事。
But he did one thing.
我们人人都可以做的。
And it is something that we can all do.
他就是旷野的一个声音。
He is the voice in the wilderness.
在没有人听的时候，他宣告神的恩典。
While there was nobody listening, he was declaring God's great.
你们都要悔改。
You have to all repent.
天国近了。
Because the kingdom of God is near.
你想到耶稣怎么样评论约翰呢？
So how did Jesus say?
那我们一同来念。
About John the Baptist.
我们念念耶稣怎么样说？一二三，约翰一件神迹没有行过。但是主耶稣轻许他说，凡妇人所生的，没有一个轻起来大过施洗约翰。 I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet, the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. 所以我们看到我们每一个人都可以做一个声音。
So we can see that each of us can be just a voice.
许多神最宝贵重用的工人不是这些伟大的牧师。
Both are very used and treasured by God. Those servants are not just the great preachers.
是从贫穷的人你跟我出来的。
It is from the very ordinary people, people like you and I.
我们忠心做好我们的本分。
And we faithfully do our part.
我们可能不能够做伟大的事。
Maybe we cannot do the great things.
但是我们每个人可以在小事上面忠心做伟大的事。
But then each one of us can do the great things within the small things that we are given.
我常常用一个火柴来提醒我。
I often use a match to remind myself.
我不知道年轻人还有看过火柴吗？
I don't know if the young people have ever seen a match.
Have you ever seen a match? Yes. 今天我们都不用火柴的了。
Today we no longer use the match.
因为我们有电。
Because we have electricity.
但是你知道火柴是用来做什么呢？
But then do you know what a match is?
我家还有一盒火柴用来围棋上面用的。有困难之时候。
We still have a box of matches in our house because we use it for emergency.
因为没电的时候，我还有一点的蜡烛可以点起来，有一点光。
Because when the electricity go out, then we can still use the match to light the candle.
火柴不长。
The match is very short.
当你打这个火柴的时候，它给你一短的一点点的火，一点点的温暖，一点点的光。
But when you strike the match, it gives you a little bit of light, a little bit of fire, and a little bit of heat.
火柴的作用不是它自己燃烧了。
The match's function is not to just burn.
因为它的很短。
Because it's very short.
就好像我们人生一样，短短的人生，七十多岁。
It is like a life. It is very short. It's only 70 some years.
很快就烧掉了。
Very soon, it's going to burn out.
但是火柴的价值。
But the match, its value,
就是将它的火与人分享。
Is to share its fire with others.
我家里面有一个热水炉，有一个这个暖气炉。
In my house, we have the furnace and we have the water heater.
第一个火柴燃点了那个炉子，两个炉子以后。
The first match that lighted the furnace and the water heater.
他将他的火，将他的光，将他的热与人分享以后。
After it shared its light, its heat, and its fire,
今天十五年继续的为我们这个家提供了热跟光跟温暖。
For the last 15 years, it's been continually giving us light, heat, and
这个就是荣耀的人生。
And that is what we call a life of glory.
有一天我跟你都不在这里。
one day you and I will no longer be here.
没有人会评论我们。
Nobody is going to be criticizing us or valuing us.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
我们每一个影响的弟兄姊妹的生命，神知道。
Each life, in our brothers and sisters that we have impacted, God knows.
我们好像种子一样。
We were like a seed.
但是我们虽然死在那个地当中。
Even when we died, in the earth.
它会生出十倍、五十倍、一百倍的麦子。
It will give out tenfold, fiftyfold, a hundredfold of grain.
你说救一个人有多少价值呢
？If you ask, how much is it worth to save one life?
那我们一同来念念这个经文，《路加福音》的一二三。我们一同大声来念一二三。
We'll read it together.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要叫为他欢喜。叫比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. 有一天，有一个老人家走在这个海边。
One day there was an old man who came to the seashore.
啊，那个潮涨的时候，很多海星都爬在这个石头上面。
When the tide comes in, we can see a lot of the starfishes that were carried and onto the shore.
那因为早上太阳还没有出来。
Because in the morning the sun hasn't come out yet.
但是太阳出来的时候。
But when the sun came.
这个海星，所有的海星都会死了。
The starfish all died.
那他远远看到一个小孩子。
And he saw a young boy very far away.
站在这个岸边。
And he was standing by the shore.
就抓起一个海星，就大力叼回到这个海洋去。
He would pick up one starfish and throw it back into the ocean.
老人家走到他面前。
And the old man went up to the young boy.
小朋友啊。
And he said, my boy.
你做什么呢
？What are you doing?
这里千千万万的海星。
There is thousands and thousands of starfish.
你一个一个叼回去。
You are going to throw each one of them into the
water. 有什么用啊？对千千万万有什么用呢
？What is the use of it? Because to all these thousands of starfishes.
你省一点力气吧。
Save up your energy.
那这个小朋友怎么样说呢
？So what did the little boy
say? Sir, 老先生。
And he said, "Sir."
我知道。
I know.
不过每一个海星我叼回去。
But.Every starfish that I threw back in.
每一个海星，我救他们。
Every starfish that I save.
我就去成就一个生命。
I would have saved one life.
虽然我对千千万万贡献不多。
Maybe to the thousands and thousands, I am not going to be able to give much.
对这一个我救的生命，他会感觉我为他做了很多。
But to each of this life that I have saved, it will realize that I have done a lot for him.
每一个人救一个人。
Every one of us saving one life.
我们就救一个伟大的生命。
And then we would have saved a great life.
每一次我带一个人相信耶稣。
Every time I bring one to Christ.
我就改变一个生命。
Then I would have changed one life.
可能改变一个灵魂。
And I would change one soul.
也可能改变他的一家。
And maybe I would change his whole.
可能也因为他信主，改变了他的孩子、儿女、儿孙。
And it could be that because he accepted Christ, it will also change his children and his grandchildren.
每一年我到这个菲律宾去。
Every year I went to Philippines.
他们有千千万万穷的人。
They have thousands and thousands of very poor people.
我们特别去一个地方叫拉希山。
And we go to the garbage mountain.
这个就是在这个马尼拉外边的地方。
And it is on the outskirts of Manila.
哇、所有马尼拉的垃圾都堆在这个山上。
So all the garbage in the city of Manila would be dumped into this garbage mountain.
附近的人就是捡这个破烂为生。
And the people that lived around it were picking from the garbage for their living.
你去到那个地方又臭又脏。
And when you go there, you realize it is very dirty and very, very smelly.
下雨的时候，黑色的水从那个垃圾流出来。
And when it rained, the black water would just come flowing out.
小朋友走，小朋友走上去的时候，他们没有好的鞋子。
And the little kids, when they go up to the this garbage dump, and they did not have good shoes.
要是你破那个皮肤有一个尖的地方，他们会有破伤风。
If they were cut by some of the sharp things in the garbage, they would have a serious disease.
那我们每一次就有15到16个本地的医生跟我们一同去。
So every time we would have 15 to 16 local physicians going with us.
我们还召聚了差不多40-50个年轻人，好像他们一样。
And we would bring along 40-50 young people.
只要他们会英语。
As long as they know English.
那他们就为我们配药。
Become a pharmacist. They would be like a pharmacy. They will pick. They will.Pick the medication for them.
那我给你一个短片，关于让你们知道谢牧师到底在菲律宾做什么。
So I will give you a short video to let you know what I do in the Philippines.
Ah, 没有声音。那我要你们知道，我们就带很多的青年去。
And I want you to know that we bring a lot of the young people there.
那我们去到那个地方。
And when we get there,
老早已经有2000-3000人在当中等待我们的免费医疗。
And there would be 2,000-3,000 people waiting for our free medical care.
那我们有年轻人为他们注册。
And we would have the young people there to help them to register.
我们培训年轻人为他们验这个血压、体重。
And we train the young people to take the blood pressure and weigh them.
我们有老人家，好，可以了，对吧？我们还有老人家帮我们将这个救济品送给他们。
And we would also have people to help.
他是控制在里面。You have to put it on show.
Go back to the slide before.
Yeah, the slide show. Okay, 你上去可以了，你不用动。我们坐车去了。我们有几部大车送所有的人去。拉西山。他们住的地方。用木头搭的。2个小时之前，他们就等待这个医疗服务。从早到晚，他们坐下来。我们将加拿大带去的饼、烤饼做给他们。本地的医疗，我们带100多种药去。会训练年轻人为他们配药。将主耶稣的福音讲给他们听，他们等待的时候。 给他们食物跟他们的救济品，所以有很多青年帮助我们做了。我们也培训年轻人为他们拿这个登记，验血压，量体重，这些都是免费的医疗。他们看医生，医生也是奉献他们的时间。老先生肝病，你们教会都提供的眼镜，旧的眼镜，也这个眼科医生没有什么的仪器，我们验眼睛就是看着一个表，这样就是我们简单为他们验眼。突然间发现一个孩子有这个流感，所以医生都要戴口罩了。你知道这个菲律宾很多的病菌哦，所以他们医疗人员也要戴这个口罩。那他们看完医生就拿药，这些、年轻人我们培训他们看英语，然后这个医生写那个药方的时候是很清楚写明的，每天吃三粒怎么样，所以这个他们就一包包拿到这个药，所以年轻人很有用在我们当中。然后呢，政府呢跟我们合作，免费给他们照一个 X 光，终于有一部流动的 X 光车。那但是人太多了，那个 X 光片呢不能够马上干，所以我们有废物利用，将那个汽车的冷气用来干那个、片。他们从来没有机会吃 donuts， 我们常常都吃 donuts， 所以我们带这个糖圈点给他们，他们都很高兴。当他们看病的时候，有一个孩子特别严重，他近年呢就是抽筋了，所以我们马上医疗人员帮助他，然后幸好我们有一个救护车，那我们就送他到附近的医院去，要不是这个小朋友会死的，因为太热了，他们整天，然后我们也将这个食物跟这个救济品分给他们，他们都很高兴，所以他们也在当中，老人家特别的坐在那边看医生听福音，然后每一个人都拿到一个药，也每一个拿到他们的救济品，就是这些难舍的我拿着的。那然后呢，你问你我们得到什么，所做的只是一个感谢卡，是那个 congressman 那边议会的议员送给我的，谢谢我们。那里边是两支笔，那虽然我们所做的这样小，但是呢对于他们来说是很重要的。那这两支笔呢，后来我也因为一个传道人没有笔，因为他们很穷，我也将这个笔送给他们了，就让他们能够有这个笔，这些都是跟我们一同来服侍的。所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们能够做的不多。
So dear brothers and sisters, we may not be able to do a lot.
但是我们一个一个救，
But we save one at a time.
一个一个的服侍，
We serve one at a time.
救一条命就是一条命，
If we can save just one life, then it would be one life.
带领一个人信主就是一个人，
If we can bring one to Christ, then it would be one.
我一个人不能够做什么，
I may not be able to do a lot.
但是尽我的人生，
But with my life,
为主做一点的光
I could do, I give a little bit of light for God.
你也有一生
You have also one life.
他让你也做盐做光
And I hope that you would also be the light
有人问
and the salt.
有人问
Somebody asked,
我们夫妇能够为主做什么
What can we do as a couple?
我们的人生的方向是什么
What is the goal of our life.
我常常说以我们有限的人生
I would often say use my limited life
带给无限的人永恒的永生
to bring salvation to eternal life and salvation to a limited number of people
以有限的口
With my limited mouth,
告诉无限的人
to tell the unlimited number of people,
耶稣爱他们
Jesus loved them.
以有限的手
with my limited hands,
帮助无限的人
to help the unlimited number of people,
让他们知道
so that they would know,
耶稣爱他们
Jesus loves them.
有一天我们都不在这个人生当中
There would be a day when we will no longer be here.
可能我们的前途就放在这一些年轻人身上。
So our future will be in the life of these young people.
你们的教会的前途也放在这一群的年轻人身上。
The future of your church is also on these young people.
盼望他们也为主发光。
And I hope that they will also glorify God.
盼望你的孩子也为主发光。
And I hope that your children will also shine for God.
我们就是一个荣耀主的人生
Then we would have a life that glorified God.
愿神祝福你们大家
May God bless each one of you.
我带了一些光碟来
I brought along some DVDs.
在后面
And it is at the back.
要是你们有机会去看一看
If you have a chance, go take a look.
那就帮助我们宣教的工作
And this would help our mission.
神祝福大家，谢谢各位
May God bless each one of you. Thank you.